Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh boy. All right. Happy to be with you this morning, your post-Thanksgiving. I worked yesterday. Hopefully you had time off. You got to spend with family. But I did get to watch most of the Detroit Lions game at work. And that's kind of a tradition here. And growing up in Michigan, you watch the Lions lose on Thanksgiving. brought back so many memories. But there was a lot of people talking about the halftime show for this. It was Jack White, who's a Detroit musician. And, you know, they do the Seven Nation Army song. Very popular tune. And it's kind of cool to see a big act come in and play the Thanksgiving halftime show in Detroit. Normally, the bigger shows like Dallas, for example, always gets a big one. But, hey, in Detroit, we don't always get the biggest acts. Like, I remember I went to a Thanksgiving Day show once, and it was Boys to Men. All right, they're not really bringing the A-game acts to the Detroit Thanksgiving Day program. So to see Jack White come out, perform, and then there's Eminem. Oh, Eminem comes out and starts rapping. Wow, look at that. Two A-list musicians playing in Detroit. This is new. This is fun. A lot of people were happy to see that. And I go online, and it shows a picture of them. I don't know if it's before or after the performance, but you can see the crowd, the football crowd there at Ford Field in the background, and they're up in like a suite or something like that. And they take a picture and the crowd's behind them. And it's a picture of Jack White and Eminem, and Eminem's giving the middle finger. And I'm thinking to myself, hold up, dude, you're 53. You're too old to be flipping the middle finger for cameras. Like, at some point you have to grow out of that. Come on, you're a little old to be flipping off cameras. Oh, I'm so edgy at 53. Give me a break. You can move on from that now. All right, no one's going to doubt you, Eminem. You've had your day. You've enjoyed the Attitude Era. You don't have to keep it up forever. All right, I get it. And there you are. By the way, he's the one that was organizing, I guess, the Detroit Lions. They organized this moment where they have him producing the halftime show. So he accepted a lot of money from the line. It's a business transaction. So this edginess is all calculated. And come on, you can give it up now. All right. A couple of other things I want to get to in this hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Bo Cabala. He's a political science professor. He's an expert in politics. And there's a few things going on in the world today that I want to discuss to him as someone that's an expert on political science. Foreign policy being a big thing in what we've seen in the last couple of days when it comes to refugees, Afghani refugees. That's a big question, how we're going to handle this in the future. Maybe I can ask him about foreign policy, the infighting and the media, the way they handle certain things. So we're going to spend a couple of segments with him. A few other stories I wanted to get to here. Oh, and by the way, if you want to message the show, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 800-905-0989. One person said, whoever the character was that did the halftime show for the Dallas Chiefs game was awful. I want to say that was Post Malone. And Post Malone's an interesting musician, just as a side note. Got tattoos all over the place. Like, it's, you know, face, arm, everything. It almost looks like most of his real estate on his skin is taken up. So he did the Post Malone did the halftime show, not the Post Malone post-game show, but the halftime show in Dallas. And I didn't get to see it, but I know him as a musician. He's kind of like a notorious good guy. If you ever see any clips of him where he is just, you know, him being him, he seems like a really good dude. Like someone that would be fun to be around. He doesn't look like someone that is so into himself, but he also looks like someone that takes a lot of drugs. So I remember I was in St. Louis when he did a concert there, and he made national news because he fell off the stage. And the funny thing about that, not that he got hurt, but the funny thing about that was as he fell off the stage, his voice track didn't cut off. So you know he was lip syncing this thing, because as he's going down, it's still singing. So I like musicians that don't have to rely on that. I guess if I was going to come up with a fault. So keep in mind, whatever they put out there, I don't know if it was actually him.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It was probably pre-recorded. I want to get to this one story, and I see multiple places reporting this. Teacher charged after video shows repeated assaults on students with disabilities. I hate stories like these. This is out of Troutman, North Carolina. Teacher facing charges after authorities say she was seen on video assaulting students with disabilities at least 13 times. And this is WYFF reporting it. 23-year-old Cassidy Ross of Statesville arrested and charged with assault on individuals with disabilities, and only a $5,000 bond, and was suspended from the school. Isn't that something? Detectives reviewed more than 100 hours of classroom video, and they said they identified 13 additional assaults committed by Ross. Observed one assault committed by an assistant teacher as well, a 59-year-old Juanita Nesbitt. Both individuals arrested, charged of assaults on individuals with disabilities. Nesbitt, $2,500 bond. When you have a kid with a disability, and let's say they have a specialized learning at a school, and you know you send them to that school, understanding that that school brings in specially trained teachers to handle your kid with a special need. They're specially trained to handle this sort of thing. If these teachers are not specially trained, meaning they come in and they are not equipped to handle the challenges that come with a special ed class, then they're in the wrong line of work, because it is so easy for these teachers to snap. And I almost feel like as a principal, as a superintendent, you got to talk to these people and say, if this is a, like you're having a hard time keeping up with this, you have to let us know, because the route of them assaulting the kids is not the right route. There has to be a venue for them to say, I'm going to take the exit here because I'm in over my head. But I can't speak for the individual school in which they were involved in, but I can tell you in general, I kind of understand how some of these specialized classes work. Normally you have a teacher and then you have a couple of teacher's aides. Like when you're in a classroom of 10 kids and you have like three adults in there, you have the main teacher and then the teacher's aides, and then they're helping, and they're always like, it's always wrangling and it's always moving. It's almost like, what do they say? Herding kittens. It's tough. It's hard to herd cats, but it's always a moving target where you're always trying to put out a fire here, help them there. They're having an emotional breakdown here. Get them to listen over here. Get them to work on this, distract them on that. And it's nonstop for an entire day. And I'm sure it's exhausting and I'm sure it's difficult. But I'll tell you what's more difficult is, as a parent, if you find a video of another adult that is hurting your child, that is the absolute worst. Absolute worst. And we don't want to have to put up with any of those things. And we shouldn't have to put up with those things as parents. A couple of other stories I want to get to. And it says, exclusive from the New York Post, inside American Dream Life, alleged D.C. National Guard terrorist, neighbors reveal dramatic FBI raid. You know, the thing that shocked me, too, about this, and I know we're going to talk more about this D.C. terrorist alleged, this Afghan terrorist accused of shooting two National Guard troops, was living a quiet life, they say, over in Washington State, $2,000 a month apartment, was living pretty well, all things considered. 29-year-old played Call of Duty and FIFA inside a bare apartment, which he shared with his hijab-wearing wife and five kids. Neighbor said the refugees who arrived in 2021 after a chaotic U.S. pullout of Afghanistan had no beds, some couch cushions in which they could sleep on in this practically empty apartment. And the people that live there, they're like, isn't that something? Like when your neighbor is the one accused of doing these things? It's just amazing. So maybe I'll have to get more into this, because when we take a break and come back, I want to talk to Dr. Bo Kabbala, expert in political science. Looking forward to our conversation with him. He's with Tarleton in Texas, a university out there. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on WORD. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.